Your favorite Lagos Talks podcasts are now available on all online podcast platforms. Simply search for Lagos Talks 913 on your preferred podcast platform. Lagos Talks 91.3.
Join the conversation.
This is Life Hacks on Lagos Talks 91.3, and it's your lady, Olaoluwa Awe, the news lady herself. And today, it is time to talk about spiritual alignment. There are different definitions as to what spiritual alignment is. And looking at the words themselves, I mean, spiritual and alignment, one would think that alignment means for things to be in order, you know, for different things to, you know, be in the right order and be able to work together seamlessly, or for something to allow for something to seamlessly, you know, pass through or walk with something. That is what alignment is. But let me look for a more dictionary definition for that. Alignment is one very important in physics, in life generally, whether the physical world, whether the emotional world. Alignment means the arrangement in a straight line or in correct relative positions. Yeah. Alignment has to do with adjusting something so it's in the right place. For example, if you take your car in for a wheel alignment, the mechanic will make sure the wheels are on straight to allow for easy movement. There's certain things that are not just going to work well if there is no alignment. And alignment can also mean following directions. So let's just apply that to, you know, our lives, our world, and when we talk about spiritual alignment. So to be more specific now, when people talk about spiritual alignment, they usually maybe refer to the state of being in tune with one's inner self. Yeah. Some people believe it is the state of being in tune with your higher self. And they might also be referring to being in tune with the energy of the universe. It is believed that there's a lot of energy all around us that we can tap into. And, you know, some people also believe in connectivity, that as humans, we are connected with every other person in the world. We are connected with every other thing in the world. Like, we do not exist in isolation. There's a relationship. There's a connection between everything that exists, in such a way that we need the other thing to survive. In fact, I think in the old animal and plant value chain, there is a chain, there's a connection. One animal feeds on the other to survive, then feeds on the other to another one feeds on that to survive. We all need the next thing that is around us. For example, the air we breathe in. It is a combination of atoms and, you know, molecules and all of that. But then without the oxygen that we breathe in, you can imagine we won't be alive. So alignment or spiritual alignment is a state of being in which you are able to feel the flow of life around you. You are connected. You're not disconnected from the things that are around you, from the energy around you. That is another one, another way to look at it. And when you are in this state, you can feel everything that is happening around you. It is as if everything is one. One thing that can help you to be in tune with the universe, is meditation, but I'll get into that later. It is very important to be in tune, especially with yourself. It is believed that there are so many theories, you know, to prove that as a person, as a human being, we're not just one thing. We are three things in one, at least. It is believed that we are spirit, we are a soul, we are also a body. For example, it is believed that there is a spirit. There could have just been this body. For example, if you look at a body, I mean a body that doesn't have life in it, that is not living. That's a full-fledged body. That body has, everything, practically everything that a living body has. But the only difference is that it is not functioning. The organs cannot work. They are not alive. So it is believed that there's a spirit that makes a body function. So that spirit is different from the body. yeah, the spirit works with the body works with the spirit for us to be alive. But it is believed that those are two different things. And there is a soul, the body, the soul, and the spirit. Maybe some other time we'll talk about that concept. But it is generally believed that as humans, we are bodies, we are souls, and we are spirits. And it is important that these things work together seamlessly. Like they, yes, for you to be alive, your body has to have some level of interaction with your soul and with your spirit. Three of those things need to be present and they need to be working for you to be speaking and for you to be able to see and all of those things. But then there are levels to these things. You know, there are levels to these things. The connection levels are different. And these are the things that make the difference between one person and the other. There are people that are a little bit more in tune with their soul. They're a little bit more in tune with their spirit. They're a little bit more in tune with their bodies. And this thing starts from having a proper understanding of who you are, of what your components are, what they do, what you do with them, what you can do with them. It is a great way to get in touch with your inner self and spiritual alignment. I mean, when you really get to know yourself, what are my components? Do you even understand who your spirit is, what your spirit is? Do you know what your soul is? Some people will tell you that your soul is a combination of your mind, I mean your thoughts and your emotions and all of those things. Yeah, emotions, thoughts, the thoughts that come into your mind majorly. But the seat of the soul is in the mind to an extent. Then there's the spirit, then there's the body. Basically, if you read a lot of books and you just go through a lot of articles and all of the things that have been written, researches written about spiritual alignment, you will come to the conclusion that spiritual alignment is the process of having a deep connection with your higher self, or having a deep connection with something bigger than yourself. There's a part of spiritual alignment that is internal. There's a part of spiritual alignment that is external. A deep connection with yourself, your deeper self, because you are more than the body. You are more than your eyes, plus your hands, plus your legs, plus your stomach. Yeah, we are, as humans, we're not just bodies. There's a deeper you. There's a you inside of you. That's the whole point. And there's also the connection with the world around you. And when I talk about the world around you, there you can look at it in different ways. It could be the things that are practically around you. I mean, the tables, the chairs, you know, the air you breathe in, the plants around you, the people around you. And there's also a part of it that is about a bigger force. And for so many people, that's more like what they understand as the spiritual world. They believe there's a bigger force, there's another force in the spirit realm that also, in a way, directly or indirectly, controls and gets involved in the things we do as a person. And that's where God comes in. That's where the concept of deities and, you know, there are different deities, there are different belief, you know, spiritual kinds of spiritualities. I mean, but it is also believed that spiritual alignment is when you awaken to, or you have a clear understanding and a clear relationship with the bigger forces or the spiritual forces around you, the spiritual influences in your life or around the world, so to say. But let's explore these three types of alignment. You know, the first type is spiritual awakening. It is the process of waking up to your spiritual identity and life purpose. So you have a spiritual awakening because you have been questioned in your life, or because you have been through something traumatic. All right. So if you find yourself questioning your life, like, what exactly is the meaning of life? You know, sometimes you get to a point in your life, you feel like life cannot just be about waking up in the morning, eating spaghetti or pasta, going to work, making money, getting married, falling in love. Life cannot just be about those things, those routines, those things we do every day. There has to be more. Some you get to a point in your life where you feel weird, you feel unfulfilled when you just have to wake up in the morning and do things. You begin to question your life. What exactly, why am I alive? What am I here to do? What is my purpose in this world? That is some form of, you know, spiritual awakening. You are now beginning to realize that it's not just about you. It's not just about you. There has to be more. You're trying to make more meaning. You're trying to do more with your life. Aside just eat and drink and satisfy your body. You're thinking. You're feeling all kinds of things. Or this also happens. You know, one thing that triggers this kind of spiritual awakening is when something traumatic happens. Some people, when they go through a near-death experience, they begin to question, why was I spared? You feel like you know you were spared. You feel like you no longer feel the same again. You begin to question yourself. You want to do more with your life. You want it to make more sense. You begin to review the set of experiences that happened to you. That is some form of spiritual awakening. And such awakening, it is to usher you towards a point of spiritual alignment. Now, that point of state of spiritual alignment is when you are, those questions are being answered, when you begin to understand what your life is really supposed to be about. You know your spiritual identity. You need to know who you are, that you are a spirit. You have a spirit. It is not just one spirit that is in everyone. You have a spiritual identity. Do you know it? Who you are in the spirit? Like who your spirit man is? Do you know that? Because your spirit man is the difference between a body that is unalive and you that you are alive. Yeah, you know, because you have hands. I don't like sights like that. I don't like to talk about the dead and all of that. But when you look at someone that has just been killed, maybe in an accident or due to sickness, if you've ever been in a room with someone that just passed on, you discover that this person used to be alive, this person used to move, but here is a body that can no longer do all of those things. The body is still, in fact, at that point, maybe like 2-3 seconds or minutes after the life has left the person, all of the organs are still there. Sometimes even the blood is still fresh and all of that. But the person can no longer move. There is a big difference. And I remember when my father passed on, I had the opportunity to be in the hospital room before he was moved to the morgue. And for me, I just kept asking, are you sure he's still not alive? Because I was expecting some form of difference. Like, you know, I was expecting his skin to change, but it was almost the same. All he just needed to do was to move, open his eyes and move. And you need to understand who your spirit is. You have a spirit. You have a soul. You have a body. And sometimes these things don't align. You know, sometimes some people are at a point in their lives where their body craves one thing, their soul craves the other thing, and they feel it in their spirit that, nah, this isn't it. They are not connected. Things are not working seamlessly within me. You just know. Because you have a soul, your soul, you can feel it in your soul. You can feel it. You can practically feel it. Sometimes you know that your body is not working with your soul. It is not working with your spirit. Man, you're not just gathered. You're not all together. You know that. And these are things that push people into a depression. Like when you know that things are not just okay with you. Now, the second type of spiritual alignment is spiritual growth. And this is the process of living your life with your spiritual identity and life purpose in mind. Okay, so I mentioned earlier that spiritual alignment is a state of being. Yes, but that state of being is achieved when certain actions are taken. how do you know, there's a process to this. There's a point where you have, when you're spiritually awakened, you begin to understand things. You understand who your spiritual, what your spiritual identity is, for example. You know what your life purpose is. It's one thing to know these things, it's another thing to walk in your life purpose. It's another thing for your actions, for your thoughts, for your feelings to align with your spiritual identity or with your identities, for example. It's just like, it's one thing for you to know how to swim. It's another thing for you to actually swim, like to swim from time to time. It is one thing for you to know who you are. It's another thing to walk in the reality of who you are. So that is the second type of spiritual alignment. Knowledge is the first type, when you know. And when you know, when you're not aligned, you're asking questions. You know that you don't know. You know there's a knowledge gap when you're not aligned. But when you're aligned, you know. You begin to come to the realizations of these things. But the second part is when you now begin to walk in this knowledge or walk with that knowledge. You may have spiritual growth when you are trying to live your life in a way that is in accordance with your spiritual identity and with your life purpose. For example, some people have come to the knowledge that this is what they need to be doing with their lives. But then, are you doing that with your life? That's the question. And this is some of the things that get people confused. They get people sad. See, as a human being, there's no way you're going to be happy if you are not, if you feel that, you feel in your spirit, you feel in your soul that this is what I'm supposed to be doing with my life and you're not doing it. There's no way you're going to be happy. Even if you experience any form of happiness, it is going to be short-lived. Like all those, you know, momentarily, you know, happiness that you get from things. Maybe you take alcohol and you just get excited for a moment or two. Or maybe you eat and you just get filled for a moment or two. Or you're just happy today and tomorrow for another 3 or 4 days, you're just really worried and you know that you're not where you're supposed to be and you're not even on the path. See, it's one thing to be where you're supposed to be, but and I know that for some people are there, some people are not there. But see, if you're at least on the path to where you are supposed to be, you will know what I'm talking about and you are aligned because you are on the path. So many of us are not there yet. Spiritual alignment for so many people is going to be a journey. It's not just something that you declare today and it happens today for so many people. But yeah, you declare it today, then you put yourself on that path, or you are put on that path. You are getting aligned. You are getting aligned. You're walking the talk. Now, the third type of spiritual alignment is spiritual wholeness. This is the process of living your life in a way that is in line with your spiritual identity and life purpose. But you may have wholeness when you are living your life in a way that is in accordance with your spiritual identity and life purpose. So this is the point where the knowledge that you have about yourself, the knowledge that you have about the world around you, the actions that you take about this information has now brought you to a place of peace, happiness, and fulfillment. So this third type of alignment is that state of peace, is that state of happiness, and the state of fulfillment. When you feel fulfilled. And trust me, it's different. You know, people feel like, oh, I'm happy. No, it's when you are spiritually aligned, when you are aligned as a person, the peace is different. I will tell you the characteristics of a spiritually aligned person, or the things that spiritual alignment actually really do to people. That peace is different. That happiness, that fulfillment is different. So I have been able to explain spiritual alignment as knowledge, spiritual awakening. That part, when you begin, you know, it starts with you questioning your existence, questioning yourself, who you are. Am I, is this who I am? Sometimes, you know, you talk and you have relationships with people. You do certain things sometimes and you feel it in your spirit. This is not who I am. You know, but you sometimes you just don't know how to get there. Deep inside, you know there's a disconnection. This is not who I'm supposed to be. know. But then the second one is the actions you take. Now, it's one thing to know, it's one thing to be able to be able to align your actions to the things you know about yourself. Then the third is, when you are able to do this, that peace and that state of fulfillment and bliss that you feel. So, in a nutshell, I'm going to do a quick summary. We'll go on a very short break once it's 7. And I come back to really talk about the characteristics of or the things that spiritual alignment does to you, and how to actually really achieve spiritual alignment. Because so many people are in need of this. It is lacking in the world today. You see so many people talk. You see so many people move. They do things and you're like, are you sure this is who you are? This can't be. There are so many people in the world today. They want more. It is good to want more out of life. But spiritual alignment is how you get there. In a nutshell, spiritual alignment is a feeling of harmony with your inner self and the world around you. It is a state of being that is a result of having a strong connection with your soul, your spirit, and being able to connect your soul with the world around you. This is Life Hacks on Lagos Talks 91.3. I am Olaoluwa Abe. Let's take a short breather. We will be right back. Live Hacks on Lagos Talks 91.3. The news lady is back on the radio. I am Olaoluwa Awe, and I have been talking about spiritual alignment. I've had a lot to say, but let me quickly run you through some of the characteristics of a spiritually aligned person, or some of the things that spiritual alignment will do for you. Then I'll get straight into how to achieve it. What are the things that you need to do to put yourself on the path of spiritual alignment? You see, a spiritual aligned person will find himself or herself daydreaming more often than you used to. You know, for you, maybe life is usually just all about everything on the outward. You're just doing this, doing that. But when you are spiritually aligned, you are able to dream. You are able to think more. You are able to picture things more. You know, you are able to Okay, so you want to do something. Let's say you want to do something or you want to achieve something. You're able to internalize things more. Some people believe that before you go out there and do things, you need to plan. Yeah, it is believed that if you must achieve results, a good result, there needs to be that phase of planning where you cross your eyes, you dot your T's, and you have a mental picture, or at least you have some sort of map that shows you where you clearly note what you want to do, how you want to do it, what the result is going to look like. Yes. So if for a more spiritually aligned person, you're going to be able to do that more often in your mind. You're going to be able to picture and plan more in your mind. I don't know, but so many people, I've also been in at that point in my life before. So many people have a problem with planning. So many people have a problem with or a challenge with internalizing things before they act. You know, analyzing things before they act. You're going to be able to do that more. For example, that result you want to see, you would have first of all seen it in a picture in your mind. So you don't just go all out there just acting based on something that you have not already perfected inside of you. Now, alignment, your spiritual alignment, leaves you with feelings of optimism about the way the world is right now and what it could be. See, if you're that kind of person that you do more of complaining, or you find yourself complaining more, you are so unhappy with the way things are. And I mean this, no matter how imperfect people are, no matter how imperfect the world around you are, if you find yourself that the things around you they provoke more negative emotions in you than positive emotions, then you need to be aligned. So when you get aligned, you find yourself in a state of optimism. Even when things go wrong, even if terrible things happen, you are optimistic about the way the world is right now and what it could be. And I've said it before that if you're going to achieve any great result, or some of the people that achieve great results on this earth are people that are solution driven. They are not people that are problem driven. They don't just think problem. They don't just allow the negativity in the world to get to them. They are people that they see a problem. When they see a problem, what they really see is solution. How do I prefer solution? They see an opportunity for solution. That is what, in fact, that feeling of alignment will, even when you see a problem, you smile because you know you'll be the solution. Immediately, the solution to that problem begins to come to you. Or you begin to say, how can we make this better? You begin to see what that thing could have been. The good thing that could come out of that terrible experience, that terrible situation, that is what you see. And you're optimistic, so you don't feel too bad. You don't feel terrible. You don't just wake up in the morning complaining, feeling terrible. If you're not aligned, there's even a way good things will make you feel bad. You see somebody doing good, all you think about is you begin to compare. You begin to feel envy, negative envy. Trust me, you need some alignment. So when you're aligned, you probably just want to sit outside more and just be. Like, you feel no need to compare yourself negatively to people. When I say compare yourself negatively, you see, there are comparisons and there are comparisons. You don't think your light is dimmer than the people around you, regardless of what happens. When you're aligned, because you know that, you know where you are, you know what you're doing, you know what your life is about, despite what it looks like. You have an understanding of what is going on in your life, and you know that it is good. Yes. So even when you are driving a Camry, let's say you're driving a 2005 Camry, and you see someone comes in with a latest car, you know, a recently made vehicle, 2022, 2020, you do not feel lower than that person. You do not feel like this person is better than me. In fact, when you're spiritually aligned, you don't think anybody is better than anybody. That is one thing I've come to realize in this world, that potentially no one is better than anybody. Yeah. The people that you see probably doing more with their lives are the people taking advantage of what they have. Like, they're just exploring more of what they are, but they really don't have more than any other person. And I know I had a conversation with someone recently, and I was talking about, in the end, life is fair. And the people think your life is... No, in the end, just like everything in life, scientists will tell you that everything in life has its pro and its con. Yes, people are like that too. Even where we are right now, sometimes we're so self-absorbed. And when you are in a state of mind where you cannot see past your problem, you seem to think that every other person is doing better than you. No, they're not. They may look like they're doing better than you, but are you in their minds? Are you in their houses? Yes, they may be cruising the latest car and they may be living in the fanciest houses, but do you know the state of their minds? They are not necessarily better than you. Yeah, they may have more, they may have less. Just like, some people feel like because I have more, I'm happier. No, people are not necessarily always happier because they have more. So in the end, when you look at it, it is just the way you look at your life and the things you do with what you have. And in the end, your result is not supposed to be their results. And despite the fact that even your results are different, doesn't make their results any better than yours. Depends on this, what you are using to measure. The eyes you are using to see and to compare. And that's why I said negative comparison. Because if you are using a very good scale and a positive scale to measure, there's no way you will see a person that is better than the other person. And that's one of the reasons why generally in the world, fairness is preached, that, you know, some people believe that one animal is more important than the other. But that is one of the reasons why we try as much as possible to preach that message, that no animal should be more important than the other animal, regardless of how more privileged or more fulfilled or whatever it is they made with their lives. In the end, we are all still the same. Now, when you are aligned or being aligned gives you an urge to cloud or just stargaze, you just find yourself getting more in touch with the natural things around you, like the sun, like the moon, like the leaves around you, like flowers, like the river, like peace. You know, you get to a point where you begin to understand the value of just being in a quiet place, because your mind is at work. You see, there's no way. The human mind works better in a less chaotic environment. I'm telling you, that is just it. The human spirit works better in a less chaotic environment. So when you are in tune, when you are aligned with this part of you, there's going to be that tendency for you to just want to gaze at the skies, you know, for you just to want to find yourself in the world's natural environment more often, and not in just a very artificial, noisy place. I'm not saying there's anything bad with those things. They're not bad. Well, yeah, from time to time, you have to interact with that part of life as well. But, you know, there's going to be that craving for just the natural, or maybe the supernatural. You're going to find a need to go on more adventures. You're seeing more things as an adventure. Yeah. When you're more aligned, life itself becomes an adventure. You're seeing more things than adventure. You're reading more into things. You're seeing more opportunities in things. Oh, let me explore this. You want to explore. Yes. And you're happy. So you're spending more time with animals. You're appreciating nature. You are feeling gratitude for items that are often considered average, like heat, vegetables, running water. Yes. I'm telling you. Why do you think that some of these, you know, it seems as if some of these billionaires, the more money they have, the need for them to want to provide things that seem very basic. You think that the ownership of that amount of money will make them appreciate these things less? No, they begin to appreciate these things more. Running water, you see, they want to provide water, they want to provide food, they want to, you know, donate these basic needs. You begin to feel gratitude for these things. You have that desire to point out everyday beauty to others, such as the passing overheads of birds. You know, you're attracting more people that are kind, caring, insightful, and genuine. You know, there's a saying that you attract what you are. It's a saying, it's a very popular saying. And if you, there's a theory that talks about how you attract the same energy that you have, like you attract the same energy, just like magnet. Because you are getting kinder, you're getting more insightful, you're getting more caring and more genuine as a person, you're attracting more people of your kind. You find yourself receiving more things for free that you would otherwise pay for. And you also find that money flows to you. Things flow. It gets less difficult to get things done. To get things just begin to come to you. I'm not saying you do not do any work, but you see, the work that you do, they yield bigger results. Yes. If you as a person, you are not aligned, like you know, gather yourself. You expect things to work out for you. No, it doesn't work that way. You do things seamlessly. You are looking at a more disciplined, a more peaceful, a more seamless part of you. Or, you know, so things flow naturally from the physical world to the spiritual realm to the emotional. Things flow. You don't have to shout to get people to listen to you. You don't have to do too much of physical work to get, you know, you are able to put in structures and strategies that will naturally allow money to flow to you. Some of these things are not magic. Some of these things are structure. They are physical, like they are, but because the structures are there, you have been creative enough to realize what structure you need to put in place. You know, I thought about something this week. I'm like, see, do you know that if you are able to sit down and think about solutions to your problem, or think about solution to an issue that you have and act out those solutions and get the results, you don't know what the Lord has done for you. You think it's easy. It's not. So many people are not able to do it. You don't even know that if you constantly find yourself doing that, I'm able to picture what I want, I'm able to get inspiration, I'm able to get ideas, I'm able to really sit down, plan those ideas, I'm able to strategize how to, you know, bring the idea, implement the ideas, and I'm actually really able to implement the ideas and get results. It is no easy or simple feat. You have done something so complex and complicated, but you have been able to do it so easily. You don't know what you have done. You don't know how high you are. You don't know how much you have been able to connect into your true high self, because it comes easily, you know. But you know, for someone that doesn't really have the capacity right now, initially it is going to be hard. But the more you are able to discipline yourself, control yourself, get things done, the more you're not able to repeat that cycle, the easier it gets. And you finally get to a point where it just happens. It's just as if it's seamless. Yeah. So money just begins to flow because you have that money making structure already. You don't have to do everything. You're already collaborating with the right people. You have the right people at different points doing different things. You're able to achieve the results. So that is very important, I must say. And then you are being offered more opportunities and interviews for things some of you have to do very little for. You find suitable housing, affordable living situation more quickly, and with more synchronicity. I mean, like, your house is not in one end of the world and, you know, your business in another end. Even if it is, like, this synchronization between the things you do, the places you go, the results you get, you are not disjointed. Your life is not disjointed. You feel inspired to go do something you must do. And when you follow through, it turns out better than you expected. You are finding the courage to say loving and honest things you would otherwise keep to yourself. In fact, one of the key factors or key ways to know spiritual alignment or someone that has it is when you find it easier to express yourself. I'm not saying when you talk very often. That you talk very often doesn't mean you are expressing yourself the best way. But when you, it's courage. Do you know expressing yourself, talking about yourself, or speaking honestly about things or situations about yourself is courage. It takes courage to be able to tap into yourself and speak the things that are on your mind and talk about the things you feel and communicate. It takes courage to communicate. I'm telling you, if you find it very difficult communicating and build your courage, you will see the relationship between the two. You are walking straighter. When you sit, you are repositioning yourself to sit taller. You know, you're bolder. Even your appearance, the way you walk, the way you... Because, man, you are aligned inside of you. See, it's just like, do you know, sometimes the way you feel and the things you are thinking about affect the way you look on the outside. I'm telling you. We are connected more than you think. To be honest, if you are sad and depressed, there's a probability for you to slouch and to look down. For example, if you're not confident, there's a way timidity looks. It shows on your face. When you're happy, it shows on your face. Your face lightens up. So when you're aligned, when you're good, you're walking straighter. When you sit, you're sitting taller, even when you are short. But you know, you're not You know what I'm talking about. I'm sure you know. You're seeking out activities that are nurturing you. You know, is it meditation? Different body healing modalities, yoga, is it massage, is it baths? They're different things. Like, you have a body healing routine, something that nurtures you as you go. For some people have found what their own thing is. And this is me now diving into the things you need to do to be more aligned. You need to find your activity. You need to find your, first thing first, you need to find your spiritual activity. You need to find your emotional activity. You need to find your physical activity. And there's a way these three connect. There's a way the physical activity will help your emotional state and help your spiritual state. There's a way the spiritual activity will help your emotional state and help your physical state. And there's a way the emotional activity, like that emotional, that thing you do to take care of yourself emotionally, there's a way it will help your spirit, let me, your spiritual state. It will help your physical state as well. And now, let me just say this in case you haven't heard it anywhere else or you don't know it. I know so many people do, but let's say you're, why do you think some people take prayer very seriously? Like, prayer is a form of a spiritual exercise. Let's take prayer as an example because it's popular. People think prayer is just about fighting devils and fighting demons, and no, that's not it. Things like fasting is a spiritual exercise, for example. It's not just about killing demons and solving problems. These are activities that they change you. Okay, so I pray. And I discovered that the way I feel after a session of prayer is different from the way I feel. In fact, do you know, prayer is now something that I do when I feel a type of way. Not because I want that thing, that problem solved, regardless of what is weighing me down or what is getting me excited. Prayer helps me feel better. That's, you know, it's one of the reasons why I do it. Prayer helps me feel better emotionally. Prayer helps me feel better physically. Then, not to talk of the spiritual importance of that. Some of us know the spiritual importance of prayer, but we don't know the emotional importance of prayer. We don't know the physical importance of prayer. I am telling you, when you talk about fasting, people just think fasting just is a way to speed up your prayer and get your prayer more answered or give your prayer some, like, that effectiveness. No, but maybe that's right. I'm not saying that's wrong, but I'm just saying there's more to it. There is a way it balances your emotion. There's a way it also helps your body heal. I'm not even going to get into all of the healing advantages of prayer. Of fasting. That's a whole class on its own. The things that fasting does to your body. See, if we remove what it does to your spirit, or the kind of results it gets you, but I mean physically, the physical results you get when you do it, like, consistently. So, and this is me now talking about the things that you need to do to be more aligned. You need to exercise the persons that you are. It's just one thing. Hopefully some other time we'll get to the other things you need to do. For example, you are a spirit. How can you be spiritually healthy when you don't spiritually exercise? Exercise is one way, one known way to maintain health. And when I mean health in any form. If you want to be healthy psychologically, you need to have psychological exercises. There's no two ways about it. It will help you. And it is when you now begin to exercise these parts of you, the alignment begins to form. And maybe, you know, there's some mathematics that we really can't understand, but with practice, I think it will begin to make sense to us. You're really in a phase of spiritual awakening right now. You're asking questions, you know. You are worried, like, you feel uneasy about who you are. You know you are not where you're supposed to be. have a spiritual exercise. Start with that. You want to really understand. And it depends on what works for you. And it comes also from a point of knowing yourself. I told you the first thing you need to do is to know who you are. Know the parts of you that are in existence. For example, read more about spirit, your spirit, the human spirit. Read more about the human soul. Read more about the human body. Read more about the connections. Find out. Read books. Talk to people. Also, sit down and meditate. Think. There are certain answers to your problems that will come from the outside, but there are so many answers that will come from within. Do you ever take time to just sit down and think? And when you're thinking, you are trying to make sense of the information you have at your disposal. There are times when you also need to shut out everything you know and just remain empty so that things can drop into your mind. And do you know why I'm saying this? Because I've said it earlier that we are three in one to an extent, body, soul, and spirit. Information drops from one part of you into another part of you. That's where the alignment comes from. When the right information begins to cross carpet, like things from your spirit drop into your soul, drop into your body. They do anyway, regardless of what, because I told you, who you are spiritually affects who you are emotionally, affects who you are physically. So there's a form of communication, but then what kind of communication is going on? Is it controlled communication? Are you aware of what is going on between your spirit and your soul and your body? Because if you are not aware that there are things going on, you wouldn't know that there are things going on. So you think that there's nothing going on in your life. There are things that are going on. You have just not been able to calm yourself enough to see what is going on within you. So have those spiritual exercises. They will help to steal certain parts of you so you can really block out all of the noise and confusion so that you can really understand what is going on in your life, in your body, in your soul. So from some people do yoga, some people pray, some people do exercises, some people do a combination of these things. Some people practice seclusion. They just go to a place and I told you that spiritual alignment is of two types in a way. There's the internal one. Then there's the external one, like you connecting with yourself, then you connecting with the world around you. Seclusion, for example, some people take time to just go and communicate with nature. Just want to go and steal your mind so that you can look deeper into the world around you. So understand who you are so you know what your spiritual exercise should be. What will work for you? Then, emotional exercises. You also need to do this. Emotional exercises. This is very important. This is, how do you take care of yourself emotionally? For example, journaling is a form of emotional exercise. Like when you are writing down your thoughts. One thing that will help your soul is control. Recently I talked about self-control, and self-control goes beyond just controlling the things you do. It also entails controlling the things you think about, the things that you allow into your mind, the way your mind works. Do you even understand the way your mind works? You may need some time to really learn to understand your emotions. How do I feel? Why do I feel this way? What are the activities or the things that trigger this kind of thought, this kind of feeling? Yes, emotion, know them. And you can journal when you think, when you write down the things you think, so that, emotions sometimes or thoughts sometimes are fleeting. They come and go. So if you don't write them down, you may not remember in details. Sometimes you can just remember the way you feel, but you may not remember exactly what you were thinking. So meditation helps. It's called mindfulness. Then physical exercises. understand who you are emotionally, so you understand what your emotional exercises should be. And when I mean exercise, there are things that you will have to also cut yourself from, just for your spiritual health, just for your emotional health, and just for your physical health. So it's not just about adding more activities to your life. It is about also reducing certain activities. Because you've come to realize that there are certain activities that are introducing certain things into your soul. And then, you know, when I say your soul, your mind, I mean your emotions, your thoughts. For example, some people get suicidal thoughts when they watch certain kinds of movies. That is an emotional port into their lives. Like, they are, you know, when you talk about body, soul, and spirit, they are entry points and exit points as well. Don't forget, like, you emotionally, you are a person. So you also watch some of those things as well. Then physical activities. And you know, I've stressed out some, so there are certain physical activities that you will do. They will build you up physically, but they will also build you up emotionally and spiritually. So, you know, that's what is a given. You need to understand, what kind of a person am I? What do I need as a person? So it will help you to know what to do. You may need to speak to a coach, I mean, an exercise coach, to physically, they will look at you physically, they will look at your analogy and your anatomy and all of those things. Some of you don't need to be lifting weights. Some people need to be lifting. Just the way you see your body structure, you have a picture of what you want to be. You know that, okay, I'm going to do more, lift more weights. Oh, I'm going to run more. I'm going to jog more and stuff. Pick your physical activities. That will go a long way. That is where I draw a curtain. 1.3. Thank you for listening. You know, I hope that we're able to relate. I hope that we've been able to relate with some of the things that I'm talking about.
Your favorite Lagos Talks podcasts are now available on all online podcast platforms. Simply search for Lagos Talks 913 on your preferred podcast platform. Lagos Talks 91.3.
Join the conversation.